another victory this weekend. One for the record books and for our hearts. Mary Sandberg Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet. Son, Patrick.
Stepson.
You tell the story, Mary.
Yeah.
It's emotional, it's powerful, and it's poignant.
It's my stepson, Patrick. He just turned 10. He plays squirt hockey out of Winnetka, and his team is Keats Manufacturing, and they won the championship yesterday.
Look at that!
Wow.
It was in they were tied 3-3 at the end of three periods and went to a shootout where they do five shots each, and our goalie, Ika, was a wall.
I thought, now, did Patrick, he's played goalie before, right?
He has played goalie during the season. They rotate, but this kid is a... You can't get a puck past him, so we got to go with him. So Patrick enjoys the experience. I wouldn't say he's probably fifth or sixth in the depth chart.
How big is Ika?
Ika's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
His shoulders go to the top of the, what do you call it, the net, you know. So he's fast. The kid just started playing hockey this season, and he has great instincts. You know, he does the butterfly and all that business.
How old are the kids?
These are 9 and 10 year olds.
9 and 10 year olds.
Yeah, but he's like 16.
Yeah. No, Eek is like 5'2", probably.
So what?
And we played. Go ahead, Dave.
I saw the video.
Yes.
So the kids come running onto the skating onto the ice, but they throw all their gloves off. It's just like when Kane scored the goal in Philadelphia in 2010, yeah. And the gloves come off and everybody's running. And
yes, there's a dog pile on the ice, and they do play Chelsea Dagger. I was wondering if your kid plays hockey like in Michigan or Minnesota, do they also play Chelsea Dagger for all the good stuff? Because that's what they play here. So they were it just looks like post. I'm going to post that video on WGNradio.com so you can see it.
Cigars afterwards?
Yes, also cigars.
All right.
And there was an announcement. Parents, champagne. You get 2 minutes on the ice to take pictures of the trophy, but then the Zamboni has to come out for the next game.
Wow.
Oh.
Ice time expensive.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Well, who's his favorite player?
Well, he knows I love Duncan Keith, so he always says Duncan Keith. But he's a Patrick Kane. He loves Panarin because the smiley guys that score a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a huge Hawks fan.
I am.
So what's more important? Like, what do you get more excited for, the Blackhawks or Patrick and company?
Here's what I'm going to be honest with you. This team, Patrick, in the 4 years I've been watching Patrick play sports, he's never been on a winning team. A lot of great kids on the team, but never any good teams, so it never mattered. This season, their team was fine. That's 6 months. It's a long season, so to watch fine games, it's kind of like, eh. But for some reason, they really turned it on in the playoffs, and they were undefeated. They won 6 games impressively. Like, I don't know who these kids were because they weren't playing like this all season. And so it became more pressure and stressful. Ordinarily, I would have said I wouldn't have cared about Patrick's games because it didn't really matter. But when they care and they're playing like they care and it matters, and then all of a sudden there's a championship. It was, and then when it's 3-3 tied at the end of three periods, it was very stressful.
And it's more exciting to watch, right, than say a T-ball game that goes on and doesn't end.
Right, because that's the nice thing about hockey is it's timed, you know, so you don't get.
Oh, I don't know. See, I think you're selling T-ball short.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
But my parents were there, and they were telling my mom and dad are telling Pat that it was more exciting than watching the Hawks.
Wow.
Yeah, so here's to Patrick.
Congratulations.
And his team.
Congratulations.
Keats Manufacturing out of Winnetka. Good job.
So. Very nice. Congratulations.
And they're beast kids. They have some AJ, Robbie, Chris, Leo, Lola, Claire. Like, these kids were Nathan. They like really did
they have
great.
Girls
Patrick,
on the
of
team
course.
Too? This is
yes.
Awesome.
The other team we played too was Atlas, the black team, which was undefeated all season. And then we beat them the first day of the playoffs and then the last day of the playoffs, and they have a girl on their team that's like a wall. She has a pink helmet. You can't ice the puck. She stops every puck out of the air, on the ice. Like, she they're really good.
Yeah, good for her. This is awesome.
Yeah, it was very exciting. So thank you. And I'm going to post it on WGNRadio.com.
We'll look for that there. That congratulations to Patrick and company.